Early Cut-O Public School. In the 1910s, well-off families employed tutors to give lessons to their children at home. Following the old-style private school approach, teachers smacked the hands of disobedient pupils and poor academic performers with a rattan stick. The spanking sound inspired the Chinese name for these schools. Later, a warm-hearted villager, Mr. Li Kam Wing, set up a classroom in the side chamber of the Tin Hau Temple and gave free lessons to Kato children. To introduce Chinese literature, he taught ancient written works like Three Character Classic and Thousand Character Classic, which are Confucian roadmaps for kids. It was a very basic classroom with no desks or chairs. The students had to bring their own wooden stools and kept themselves warm with quilts in winter. It was not until 1931 that Cut-O Public School was set up with government funding. Qualified teachers were assigned to the island, and lessons were held in the Tin Hau Temple side chambers. The classrooms had very basic furniture, such as wooden desks and benches. Primary 1 to Primary 4 pupils were admitted in the first school year. Most of the pupils were boys. There were only 2 or 3 girls. The teachers taught in the Hakka dialect. As enrollment increased, a residential house between the temple and the Lover's Tree was also used as a classroom. And the number of classes increased to 6, with about a dozen pupils in each class. The headmaster and several teachers made up the entire staff. Classes had to be suspended in 1941 because of the war. In 1945, when the fighting ceased, Cut-O Public School resumed operations as Hong Kong rose from the ashes of war. From then on, it opened its doors to new pupils year after year. The Tin Hau Temple's side chambers served as classrooms for more than 2 decades, until the new Cut-O Public School building was completed in 1954.